Daniel chapter 3. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits, and the width of it was 6 cubits. And he set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. And then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together to the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And then a herald cried out aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship will the same hour be thrown into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. So at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. And they spoke, and they said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. You, O king, you have made a decree that every man will hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music will fall down and worship the golden image. And whoever does not fall down and worship, that he was supposed to be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon. They are Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded you. They do not serve your Elohim, nor do they worship the golden image which you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be brought forth, and they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, and he said to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do you not serve my Elohim, nor do you worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if you are ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image that I have made, that is well. But if you do not worship, you'll be thrown the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that Elohim that shall deliver you from out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said this to the king, "Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. If it is to be, our Elohim whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from out of your hand, O king. But if not, then let it be known to you, O king, that we will not serve your Elohim, nor worship the golden image which you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he spoke, and he commanded that they should heat up the furnace 7 times more than it was already heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to throw them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hoses, their hats, their other garments, and they were thrown into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men that picked up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And then Nebuchadnezzar the king was perplexed, and he rose up in haste. And he spoke, and he said to his counselors, "Did you not cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire?" And they answered and said to the king, "It is true, O king." And he answered, "Look, I see 4 men who are loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have not been hurt. And the form of the 4th is like a son of Yahweh, or the son of Elohim." And then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, and he spoke, and he said, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High Elohim, come out and come here." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the midst of the fire. And the princes, the governors, the captains, the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor was the smell of fire passed upon them. And then Nebuchadnezzar spoke, and he said, Blessed is the Elohim of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants, who trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies so that he might not serve nor worship any Elohim except their own. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language who speaks anything amiss against the Elohim of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego will be cut in pieces, and their houses will be made a dunghill, because there is no other Elohim that can deliver after this kind of thing. And then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. End of chapter.